Welcome back, students. After chapter 3 in materials management, let us get into chapter 4, organizing materials management. What we will be discussing in this entire subject is divided responsibility for materials management. What does it mean? It means the materials authority is dispersed among a number of departments in a company. It means there is within the organization, there is incoming material, there is a stores department, there is a warehousing department, then there is production planning department, engineering department, and finally manufacturing and assembling part. A purchasing manager reporting to a finance manager is in charge of buying parts and materials. A traffic manager reporting to sales manager buys transportation and services. A production control manager reporting to manufacturing manager schedules materials and controls inventory. So therefore, materials management is conspicuous by its absence here. Purchase material inventory will not be under tight control. Let us elaborate the subject. Most of the company is structured in such a way, the purchasing manager normally report to finance function. Similarly, a traffic manager, who is nothing but of logistics management, reporting to sales and marketing functions. Whereas the production control manager reporting to manufacturing manager. So these are the complexity in the organization and also creating conflict to ensure the importance of materials management so as to ensure the purchase materials managements are appropriately managed. And also manage very in tight control. Let us get into the structure. You see a general manager, there is a personal manager, there is a finance manager, there is a manufacturing manager, then there is a sales manager, then chief engineer. Looking at the next level of hierarchy, there is a purchasing manager who reports to finance manager, and also finance manager handles other activity which are more related to functions of finance. Looking at manufacturing manager, there is a production control manager who reports to him, and other activities related to production team is also reporting to manufacturing manager. Looking at sales manager, he is looking at traffic manager's activities and also he looks after the sales related activities. Then there is a chief engineer who is reporting to general manager. Let us get into the challenges and the division of activity which are reporting into conflicting functions. If the objective is actually achieved, the production control manager, purchasing agent, traffic manager, all can share the credit. But if the objective is not achieved, who is responsible? Each has legitimate roles in that. Divided materials organization makes it easy to pass the buck, but it is wasteful. There is overlap of responsibility and consequent duplication of effort. Interfunctional rivalry can be constructive under certain conditions. Let us elaborate a little bit of problems if it is managed by the counter functions. The objective of the company is to ensure the entire activity is optimally managed. It's starting from incoming, storing, then production, assembling, then it is transportation, finally it is billed to customers. So every function has its own responsibility, objective, and ensure to optimal delivery of the financial goal of the company. Let us get into materials manager. What his role and how he manages? Tough inventory management must be imposed from the top. It means there should be a focus of how the materials management function to function within the company. With a key executive who is understand the inventory processes. It means the person who is responsible to understand what is the science between the inventory management and the processes? How he can do it better to keep stocks down or up? A materials manager is a must role in an organization. When purchasing manager is given responsibility for both traffic and inventory control, he is more of a materials manager. Company's efforts should be consistently focused on common set of materials objective. Company's effort should be consistently focused. It means the company should focus on every role, every business requirements, objectives are set in against the company's overall objective to ensure that common set of objectives are achieved. So as again, what is the important objective of materials manager, which is to be achieved. Next is purchase agent or materials manager. Purchasing is not only the skill that is required. Traffic inventory control skills are also required. The purchasing manager is not, job is not just to acquire a right vendor or right supplier, but also to ensure the logistics related activity to manage the inventory control effectively. We will dwell on the subject in coming slides more in detail, but this is one of the important key role of purchasing agent or materials manager. The purchasing manager is most likely to make a satisfactory substitute for a materials manager in the non-manufacturing organization. Purchasing agents of manufacturing companies frequently function as materials manager. If there are no major materials management problems within process or finished goods. What it does mean, if a manufacturing company, it will have its materials manager to manage the entire process related to the inventory management, the processes which are related to in-house processes, working processes, and the warehouse management, or the finished goods inventory management, where to keep the stock, how to move the materials, where to move the material, how to classify the finished goods, so as the less of logistics activity to ensure optimal transportation cost. Two major problems prevent the purchasing manager to function informally as materials manager. Production control and inventory control cannot be easily separated from manufacturing. What is the meaning of production control and inventory control? Production control ensures to optimally use all our invested capital and manpower used efficiently to deliver the final objective of the company. Inventory control ensures the stocks are again optimal, available where it is to be and how it is moving from one place to another place till it reaches the end consumer. Materials function that remain in manufacturing do not have adequate visibility. Receiving, shipping, warehousing and materials handling all tend to be neglected orphans. What does it mean? Let us get into the detail. If the material function remains with manufacturing, the outlook will be more towards optimize our production scheduling activities related to deploy all our manpower to all the resources, so all the resources are running in totality, whether it is optimal or suboptimal, which are not looked into. Problems in purchasing materials management can be solved if purchasing is not considered part of materials management. The materials manager takes over after the material is bought. Is the integration of purchase management as part of materials management is critical? I would say yes, because you will see the total length of origin to consumption, so as where to optimize, where to compromise, where to deliver to ensure to achieve the final objective of the company. Let us get into physical distribution. In most cases, division is between purchasing and physical distribution. Purchasing team ensure to buy raw materials and parts. They see who is the vendor, who is the supplier, what is optimal cost, how to get the materials from the vendors for manufacturing and storing in our plant. Manufacturing and other activity take over the responsibility for inventory, immediately after the supplier delivers. Once the products or the components arrives within the premises of manufacturing, then the responsibility goes immediately to the entire setup within the manufacturing site. The physical distribution department, which has a close relationship with marketing, it means the distribution of finished goods based on marketing and sales requirements and demand is executed through physical distribution. It means management of inventories and operating warehouses that are primarily filled with the end product. It means all the finished goods, where to be stored, how to be organized for distribution, how to classify them so as it reaches to the respective end users as per the time commitment. This organization works especially well in food processing concerns. It means the food processing is very time oriented, where the shelf life of the product is less based on what type of processing which is happening. It needs it's a special type of logistics, like, you know, cold storages, refrigerated vans, etc. So these are all very critical for physical distribution. This organization work especially processing industry, milk, then bread and perishable, agricultural product, perishable items, or any seafoods, etc. is all fall in this category. Politics. What does it mean of politics? In some cases, the reason why purchasing and other materials management functions are not separated organizationally is not economic at all. It is simply political. Suppose, if we keep the purchase functions not part of materials management, and it is related more to financials activity, so naturally the outlook towards achieving the less prices, supplies, without knowing the quality of the materials and the time of deliveries, etc., is being considered. This kind of politics happens when there are silos in the organization, which is financial activity separate, materials activity separate, production activity separate, and distribution activity separate. An ambitious activity executive is able to gather together all function but purchasing. The director of purchases is strong enough to keep his independence. He decides what to buy, when to buy, irrespective of what is required, when it is required. Buying power. A huge multi-division company may prefer to do almost all of its buying at corporate level. So it is a large corporate purchasing office. Other management activities are completely decentralized at the division level. However, with the divisional materials manager responsible for everything except purchasing. In this organization, corporate buying power is maximized. Let us elaborate. In a big organization, consolidation of purchase plan based on the multiple manufacturing sites is very optimal. You can negotiate better, negotiate for volumes, time, and as well as management of materials required at various sites. The decentralized activity doesn't end at corporate level, but at the respective manufacturing site. What does it mean? When centralized purchasers ensure to identify the vendor, identify the supplier, identify the right product and the right price, so as the pricing and requirements are planned. While these activities which are decentralized is more of scheduling supplies from the vendors based on production planning and ensure the supplies are happening within the manufacturing site as per the plan. In this organization, the power of centralized purchase is maximized, so the negotiation skill, which I explained this level 1, is increases, so as we can optimize the purchasing cost. Material management subordinate to manufacturing. Is it so? In my view, yes. And also no. Why yes? The manufacturing activity is the supreme activity at the manufacturing site to ensure supplies are happening based on the demand, based on the need of the customer, based on the engineering design, based on the company's portfolio. So as the manufacturing manager is able to understand what is required within the site to ensure the requirements are communicated to materials manager. Why no? The materials manager is reporting to production manager. His focus is more towards optimizing his resources and manpower utilized fully so as to avoid any kind of downtime. In a smaller company, they have managers of the materials management activity, all report directly to manufacturing manager. Materials manager would prefer to report to the top management directly, but they have no choice. Legitimate arguments for the role of materials management subordinate to manufacturing. Expediency. In many cases, the only way a company can get an integrated materials management activity is by making it subordinate to manufacturing. Most or even all the key materials management functions may have been under manufacturing. This main change in this case is the act of grouping them together under a materials manager. Such a change is likely to be supported by manufacturing manager only if he continues to retain overall responsibility for materials management. We talked about this. We shared our thoughts, how challenging it is and why it is yes and no. So there are advantages and disadvantages based on the size of the company, the type of the activity happening within manufacturing and assembling depends upon the industry. This decision is happening at the top level. Continuing legitimate argument. In general, the materials manager is responsible for flow of materials through the shop, adding value by distribution, while manufacturing is responsible for the workers and machine that actually make the product. Again, it is deeper explained here, where I explained in the earlier slide. The activity of manufacturing is more towards ensuring optimally using all the resources and manpower, while material function is looking more optimally getting the supplies based on vendors and supplier capability and the need. Span of control. The general manager may be so busy that he wants to limit the number of executives who report directly to him. As a general manager, there may be multiple activity related to delivery or the objective of the company, so his time is limited to manage activity related to materials. That is where he always try to delegate this to the next authority within the manufacturing site, either it is manufacturing or it is engineering, design and control. Unfortunately, the materials function is still subordinate to manufacturing in many companies, where it could make a greater contribution to profits if it were independent. We talked about this in earlier chapters as well. The purchase management is very critical function, needs to be separate and focused towards getting the best products and services from our vendors and suppliers to ensure optimally deliver our final product and optimal pricing. Increasingly, top managements are separated materials management from manufacturing. Yes, these are the trend currently. The top management is now looking at separating the materials management function from manufacturing to ensure it is more independent. Automation is forcing the manufacturing manager to concentrate more energy on technological problems or challenges, I would say. Many time of the manufacturing manager to work on the machineries and manpower deployed, what type of machines they are using, what type of automation is required, how to ensure that productivity is improving by ways of bringing in lot of processes defined based on automation and machineries available, and to ensure the final product is all uniform and less of rejection. Electronic data processing sharpened the distinction between manufacturing management and materials management. Today, many tools are available for manufacturing management and materials management. We will be discussing this in coming chapters, but there are distinct products, IT products are available to manage the functions more efficiently. Activity headed by materials manager is concerned with data on inventory, orders, shortages and lead time to be fed in compute. We talked about it, most of the materials manager is concerned with data, which is to go into the system to manage orders, manage non-availability of materials, some time of delay due to logistics availability, some time of delay due to packaging is not available, etc. into the system. Another activity headed by manufacturing manager dedicates its efforts to making workers and machines meet schedules at lowest possible cost. You would have noticed in most of the previous discussions, this part is emerging one of the strongest activity of a manufacturing manager. So he focuses more on productivity, ensuring all his capitals and workers are utilized to the optimal level. Thus, automation and EDP are forcing many companies to integrate their materials management activities and make a single executive responsible for materials management decision. So therefore, the company has emerged critically to define materials management function as a separate activity, so as to have all processes are defined and there is a separate materials functions and activities and also a material manager to take appropriate decision which are company subjective. If the materials organization is a subordinate function, it will inevitably take on some of the objective of the function to which it is junior. It is again emphasizing the empowerment requirement of a materials function to ensure everything is optimally done, not based on what is manufacturing manager's desires. Some of the objectives of the function to which it is junior, which I explained, it is not necessary in an organization that there is a junior or a senior. It is more towards how the entire team is delivering to the objective of the company, so as everybody deliver their own objective. The best results and the highest morale are achieved when the materials management must sink or swim in its specialty. This environment can be best be achieved in an organizational structure as follows, where the division of work is by function and not by hierarchy. You can look at the slide how a materials manager fits into the organization, where there is a general manager, there is engineering manager, there is a finance manager, there is the introduction of materials manager as an activity to manage materials management, marketing manager and personnel manager. You can look at this slide. The materials management responsibility lies with the traffic management, purchasing management and materials control management. So you can see the previous slide and this slide, the difference of how to optimize the activity within the organization to ensure the materials management function as a separate activity and to ensure the objective is achieved by the company. The materials manager requires staff to help him achieve his objective. In the ideal organization, objectives are consistently attained at a low cost and with minimum confusion among those organizations feasible for material organization are organization by function, organization by location, organization by product. We will go in detail. Let us discuss about organization by function and the advantages thereupon. Every job needs a specialized skill. If there is a manufacturing manager, he needs to know how to manage his resources, manpower, and the safety of the entire premises to ensure there is no eventuality. And also, there is a cost effectiveness of delivering the output. If there is an engineering manager, he should know what is the design, how it is, how to define the parameters to manufacturing activity, what is the steps involved in that, so as he need a specialized skill. So, if the organization by function ensures more efficient operation, what is efficient operation? The entire activity is focused based on the need of that functional activity rather than of looking at different functional activity. It's a flexible organization. What does it mean of flexible? Sometimes to manage efficiently, we may have to compromise one function's objective to other function. Sometimes it is vice versa. So this is critical to ensure the overall cost is achieved and not a functional silos are functioning. Concentrations on buying. If there is a materials manager, under him there is a purchase manager, the focus is more on purchasing activity, which need a specialized skill to interaction with the outsiders, to ensure to get involved the right vendors and supplier with our engineering department, to ensure supplies are as per design. Disadvantages of organization by function, there may be some kind of employee dissatisfaction, there can be some bureaucratization. But division of work by location, you know how to focus on corporate function, purchase manager, and how to focus on purchasing agent at plant 1, plant B, plant C. We discussed about it. If there is a corporate purchasing manager, he will have more power to negotiate for better prices, better product at better places, whereas the purchasing agent at plants, to ensure connecting these vendors and supplier based on the production planning. So the activity of purchasing and scheduling is separated, so that makes the activity is more efficient. Byproduct. In an organization, there may be multiple inputs. The multiple inputs are again based on various parameters. Then there is a large volumes are coming for manufacturing activity. There are some supportive materials and machines are coming and services are coming. So as to focus on a particular product, if it is buying in large volume, so the negotiating power again increases. The management of inventory control is effective, so as you can optimize what you should hold where, so as the distribution is effective and not invested too much on inputs cost. Flat organization. Purchasing agent, there are multiple buyers. The morale tends to be higher in the flat organization because most of them are very independent and able to take decision based on their objectives. Most of the people are closer to the top. It means in a manufacturing activity, the purchasing agent must be very close to the general manager of the site. Everyone is his own boss and is forced to make his own decision. He is more empowered within the boundaries of processes defined so as to ensure the objective is achieved by getting the right product and right time. This word is more often used. As a materials manager, what he needs to adopt and adapt is right product, right price, right time. deep purchasing organization with narrow span. There is a purchasing agent, assistant purchasing agent, production parts and material, assistant purchasing agent, non-production material. We discussed in the earlier slide product based structure, where you have product which are more directly goes into production and product which are not goes into direct production. Then you have a structure which is below, which is again empowered individually to achieve their activities, defined processes, help them to ensure that is delivered. Span of control. The span of control in the ideal organization is neither too broad or too narrow. The controls are not to be too broad. It means it is to be detailed, and but not at SOP level. But it's an objective of a company to define these processes well as per the policies. In the typical materials organization, the span of control varies from 4 to 5 to 15 or 20. The top materials manager usually has fewer persons reporting to him than any other supervisor in the department. Receiving and shipping supervisors may supervise as many as 15 to 20%. If we go into the hierarchy, the focus on in the ladder is varies, depends upon the objective of the role as well as the control of the entire activity related to the materials function. Level of organization. Strong case can be made for having the chief materials executive report at the second level of organization. Some of the reasons are as follows. We discussed many times in the past that input cost is almost 50 to 60% on the overall revenue generated by the company. It means there is a high level of spending happening through the purchase manager, so as he is a very important person in the organization to ensure invest in a right product, right place, with the right vendor and right time. Purchasing and materials management should have a voice at the top level of the organization. Depends upon the market condition, depends upon the inputs from various resources. Purchasing manager or the management processes can well define within the organization to advise or give their views and voice their concerns and goodness in the organization to ensure the overall company's objective is achieved. Only those in charge of the primary functions such as materials management report to the chief executive. Only the managers of the key functions of purchasing, materials control and traffic would report directly to the materials manager. It means the person who is in charge of materials management will have the authority to ensure the investment requirements based on the need, based on the inputs to him, and so as he is closely associated with the manufacturing, materials, quality control and engineering department. Hence, it is ideal such materials management process is reporting directly to in charge. Secondly, only the managers of the key functions of purchasing materials, materials control and traffic would report directly to the materials manager. Again, the materials manager will have multiple activity related to purchasing. One is more towards logistics, one is towards procurement of material which are directly goes into production, again purchases which are not going to directly into production but more of consumables. This is how the materials manager focus on the top efficiency of the activity related to materials management. Thank you.